Now, today is a big day for one man, and the well wishes have been flooding in all day because legendary commentator Micheál Mór Hurtig is 90 today, and he is on the line for a quick hello. Cohorticus Micheál and Lá Breatha Honadich.
Good morning, Limahe. Good to go. This Lá Ud, the guy can brill on our shin of a good time in some dying and a punta kiri. On Lá the heaving, being a good donor.
Oh, that sounds fabulous. And I'm glad I understood most of that. I'm trying to practice my cúpla focal Oscoelga Micheál.
They're coming.
So you're in Dingle having a lovely time with family. How are you feeling today? Can I ask you, actually, first of all, what age do you feel today?
Well, I never felt age. I never worried about age. I always looked forward, a positive outlook on life and so on. And I think I mentioned it in several programmes over the years. A little prayer I had from my grandmother when I was very, very young, because she died before I was 5 years of age. And it's a little bit of Irish. Úrni a múinach im lanavgum féin, dúshuk le dúruk le bracha an lei. And translated, that means a little prayer taught to me in my youth to wake up every morning full of enthusiasm for the day ahead. And I think that's a great motto to have, to be looking at every day at the start of that day, saying to yourself, this is going to be a great day. Yeah. I'll enjoy this day. That's the outlook I had on life. And I never worried about age or anything like that. We have no power over sin. The man above decides all that, so I decided better leave everything to him.
Yeah, and you've been, that's your attitude. You always have a very positive attitude on life, and you've been a very solid spokesperson for older people over the years. And we know, like, look at COVID has been a tough time for so many people who've had to cocoon. Do you find over the last couple of months that it has been more difficult to stay positive? Like, how are you finding life at the moment?
Well, I live out in the country in County Meath. And once I had, you know, the suggestions at the beginning for those that were over 70 years of age, and that was to stay within your own reach, your own area, as much as you can. I think they put 5 kilometres on at that time. It was a penance in a way, but I kept to it because the words were coming from experts. And I think it's better to take the advice of experts in situations like that. That's what I did. And it didn't worry me. The days and the weeks and the months have gone by. And I'm still looking forward to the next few weeks and so on. And I think it's working well, the system that they brought in about people over 70. I'd like to have more freedom. I know they changed it lately, that you could travel anywhere within Ireland. Now, that's what brought us to Dingle, because I was born in Dingle, returned there every year since I left it. I know a lot of people there and so on. So that's why we decided to take a spin down.
Good for you.
Be here for the birthday, play a few holes of golf and enjoy the scenery and everything about it.
And have you been out to play golf yet?
I have indeed now. We have played golf on 7 of the last days that we're here. And before nightfall tonight, we'll have another round played, or the most of a round anyway.
And that's fabulous.
Ahead.
That's fabulous, Micheál. You played golf for the last 7 days.
7 out of the last 8 days, and we were going to play yesterday, but grandchildren, because they rang me. I didn't know. They were saying they were lonesome above in County. North County Dublin in Souris, and they were lonely there. But I didn't know that at the time they were on their way down to be with us for the birthday and so on.
Fabulous.
So they all surprised us by arriving here at the door sometime last night, and we had a great night for that, but it put off the golf for last night. We were ready to go out. The sky had cleared and everything. At 11:15 at night, there's a different climate here. We're the nearest parish to America. So we were ready to go out, but another cloud burst came, so we skipped it. But we'll be there this evening.
So how are you going to celebrate now today?
Well, we got up early and we went to the beach because I knew the grandchildren would go for the beach. My daughter, Aideen, she's the mother, and Sean, he comes from Monaghan. I knew they'd love to go to the beach because they love everything about Kerry. And each of them, you know, they think they were born here. They think that they'll be here all their life and they'll come for a holiday. They were down, so we went to the beach this morning. We were down there very early. It's a very fine day here. Fantastic waves coming in over the Shirock Rock and making their way, helping the tide, fighting against the tide. We were there to see both aspects of tidal action so far today.
Fabulous, fabulous. And can I ask you, Micheál, have you missed the matches? Have you missed going to matches and the fact that everything has had to been put on hold across the board?
Well, but since January of this year, I had the diary of matches for the whole year. Mm. And every week that went by, I'd open a new page of weekend and I'd know this is where I should have been today if this virus hadn't decided to include Ireland with all the other places. Mm. Mm. So there's no way. We have to do the best. And the players and everything. I met a Kerry player on the beach as well, keeping fit, hoping that he'll be called again. I don't think he will because he's already won 5 All-Ireland medals, but he's as fit as he ever was. And he was out walking. And I know even though there's no training allowed, I would say that individually they're out running and walking and maybe taking an odd kick to themselves. Mm. But hopefully the matches will go on. I miss the matches in a big way. Not so much the matches, but meeting the type of people that I've met over the last, I don't know how many years, 60-something years, and maybe over 70 now. I think I've seen 78 All-Ireland football finals.
Wow.
That includes replays. The same would be true of hurling. So if you put the two together, I could say I have seen, would that be now, maybe it might be over 150 senior finals if you include the hurling and the football. And it's a great memory to have.
It certainly is.
And to meet people from different generations that I knew or that I had heard of before that I always liked that.
And you've given us so many memories to cherish, the whole country, Micheál. And, you know, earlier I was talking about decisions and the best decisions that we've made in our lives. We make a lot of decisions through life. And on your 90th birthday today, would you be able to tell us what's been your best decision that you've made in your life?
I would say to give up smoking. Now, in my youth, smoking was supposed to be very good for your health.
Yeah.
It would give you extra strength. It was good for the mind. And I know it was an accident, but I had my first smoke with my brother Nash at the age of 2 or 2.5.
Wow.
Going into a wake and seeing that everybody going in took up a pipe from the window full of tobacco. They lit a match, they set fire to it, and they went in. We said, if they're doing it, we're expected to do it. So we had our first smoke there. But it was common now, even when I was in primary school, that a lot of boys would be smoking.
Yeah.
The same way in the second level. There was nothing bad about it. It was good for your health. But then the first time that I ever had something or read something that was condemning smoke, I said, that's the last for me, and I never held one even in my hand since then.
Well,
and that's a good time to go. I think that was a very good decision.
What age were you when you gave up, Micheál?
When I gave up, I gave it up one time doing the junior, it was the junior, the exam you did at the
junior cert.
Junior cert, I think that's what they called it.
Right.
I must have believed somewhere that there was harm in it.
Mm.
I decided myself that I would not smoke while the exam was on.
Isn't it just a different time? I mean, it's just, it's phenomenal.
Not then. And then once the exam was over, I started again when I went to college in Ballyvoor, Nicolás Lee's going to be a teacher. we were all smoking then. We were allowed to smoke. We had a shomra for it. Shomra na mro, that's where you'd leave the boots.
Isn't that just...
That was the smoking room as well. And we all smoked and nobody worried about it. But then sometime later, when I read about, for the first time, about the damage that smoking can do to you, I said to myself, that's enough for me, and I didn't hold a cigarette in my hand ever since. And I think that was a good decision.
And it stood to you at 90 years of age today on your birthday. You know, it has been...
One more decision I took now. I didn't take it, but I never had any desire to drink. I was often in pubs with friends, telling stories, listening to stories and so on. But I never thought that I'd like drink. I'd drink maybe lemonade or a drop of tea or a drop of coffee. And I spent many an hour with people discussing things in pubs in different parts of the world, really.
Yeah.
But it never attracted me to it.
It stood to you. You've made many great decisions in your life, and obviously having a fantastic family and grandchildren all around you today who love you and will shower you with love. It has been such a pleasure to talk to you. As I said, you've given us so many memories ourselves, and I hope today you make lovely memories with your family. Happy birthday again, Micheál, and thanks for taking the call. Yeah.
That means may we all live to this day next year.
Gura maha gud, Micheál.
Bárte.